that ready. Good morning. 836 Brock Hunter.
Brad, hey.
Yo.
Welcome to it. Friday. It's going to be a nice day. Sun's out.
Sun's out.
Shirt off. Go outside.
Get some sun on those nips. Get some vitamin D on those nips, man. It'll be all right. It'll be all right.
Get some tan nips for spring. You know?
They haven't seen sun in months. Go get some sun on those nips, all right? Do it. Anyway, hey, we still got plenty more coming up, so make sure you hang out, including stupid quickies in just a few. But real quick, I got to do this because it is your final Sonic Temple Art and Music Festival keyword for the Frequent Rockers right now. I hope you're listening, okay? And again, I'm going to need to be very clear on this. You need to text this word I'm about to give you to 269-925-9479. Don't log in.
Fax it.
No, you can't fax it, all right? You can't send carrier pigeon, all right? You need to text it,
What about a pager?
No pager, smoke signals, Morse code. No, you need to text it to 269-925-9479, okay? Hey,
what about AIM?
No. You need to, what's your away message? Be back, crushing it, LOL.
At the beach.
Of course, we are going to send some people to the Sonic Temple Art and Music Festival, and it could be you. All you got to do, get some points, outbid your fellow Frequent Rockers, and you could win those Sonic Temple Festival passes in our prize pool. So we've been doing this all week. I hope you've been listening because each word was worth 500 points, including today's. So you really can stack up those points, not to mention add on points by rating our songs, 1 through 5, 5 being the best. Again, to that number, 269-925-9400. Have it in your phone and get ready to text right now. Your word for today, Dragula.
Oh.
Yeah, because Rob Zombie is going to be there. Get it? See, that's why. A D-R-A-G-U-L-A, Dragula.
Oh, you can spell. Nice.
Well, it is in front of me, to be honest, so I'm just reading it. I struggled with that one. Again.
So what you're saying, so Hotmail you the keyword.
No Hotmail. Don't confuse people, Hunter Hurd. It's I swear to God, if I get a Hotmail, I will hunt you down. So again, text Dragula to 269-925-9479. 500 points, boom, right to your account, and you can use those points again to hopefully outbid those other Frequent Rockers, and you could be going to Sonic Temple Art and Music Festival May 25th through the 28th. Tool, Godsmack, Zombie, Foo Fighters, Deftones, Kiss is going to be there. It's going to be a great time. So one more time. For all you that have just been horsing around. And again, don't text and drive. Pull over, text it, and then you're good. So, again, Dragula, D-R-A-G-U-L-A, to 269-925-9479.
Morse code Dragula.
No. No Morse code. All right, well, there you go. That is your final keyword for today for the Frequent Rockers and the Sonic Temple Art and Music Festival. Keywords, and that's all I'm going to do for you. That's it. I have done enough, and now we got to move on. Folks, let's get to it. It's time for everyone's favorite bit, Stupid Quickies. Let's kick it off with this. 70 per 6?
70 per 6. That's funny.
76% of people who made a New Year's resolution claim they've stuck to it or mostly stuck to it. Let's be honest. It's mostly stuck to it or haven't at all. All right? Come on now.
76%.
Huh? That's a bunch of liars is what it is. All right?
I think some of them are.
Yeah. That's why I like the mostly, quote unquote, mostly stuck to it.
But what's your New Year's resolution?
Well, if it's
not die?
If it's lying, then you're not keeping it right now by saying that you've stuck to it. Yeah, I've stopped doing New Year's resolutions. You know what I know? Maybe that makes me a bad guy because I don't think I need to improve at all. It's not that I don't think I need to improve. I'm just tired of trying, all right? This is me. This is what no New Year's resolution is going to make you like me if you don't like me at this point, all right? That's where I'm at.
I mean, so what? We're a month and 10 days?
Yeah.
Into it, and if you're still sticking with it, hey, more power to you. That's quite some...
Yeah.
Odds are that you're going to continue doing it if you're still doing it now.
What do you think? You're better than me? Huh? Anyway, well, good luck.
Yes.
Good luck if you're still doing it. For the rest of us, for the majority of the population, you tried. You tried. It's okay. Yeah. It's okay.
A for effort.
What about this? I got two good football ones. DiGiorno is offering free pizza if any Super Bowl kick hits an upright or the crossbar of the goalpost.
Really?
To get in on the offer, you need to enter the contest at DiGiornoDoinks.com. Boy, with this year has been crazy for missed field goals and doinks and everything. You know what I mean? It might be a safe bet. You get a free pizza out of it.
That's risky biz for DiGiorno.
Yeah.
It's a lot of pizzas. You know, so even PATs now don't get off the post. So.
Right? Hell, if it was the Cowboys kicker, I'd for sure take that bet. Oh, my God.
Yeah, DiGiorno didn't jump on that one.
No. No. So,
Cowboys are playing. Oh, God.
And real quick, DiGiorno, we know you're not delivery, okay? We know you're a home food, okay? All right, we get it. I understand your little ploy there, but let's be honest. I've never eaten a DiGiorno pizza and been like, oh.
It's delivery, isn't it?
Well, it's not. No, I know you're a frozen pizza. Knock it off. Right. Knock it off. Lastly, one more football one for you here. An adult entertainment company says they're offering Philadelphia 1,540 gallons of Cheese Whiz-infused lubricant to grease up the city's traffic lights and utility poles to keep rowdy Eagles fans from climbing them after the game.
Say that again?
An adult entertainment company, I don't know the name of it, but they're offering Philly almost 1,600 gallons of Cheese Whiz-infused lubricant to grease up the traffic poles and city lights and all that stuff so those Eagles fans don't try shimmying up them celebration. Yeah.
What the hell is Cheese Whiz infused lubricant?
Ask your mom.
Come on, man.
Sorry, I know you probably listen. I apologize.
Right, you should apologize. What is Cheese Whiz infused lubricant?
You know, it's flavored lubricant. It just, they went with the Cheese Whiz flavor because nothing puts me in the mood like processed canned cheese. So that's what that is. Yeah.
Just weird. Interesting.
Is that the American or the sharp cheddar? I need to know that. There's a difference.
So you're going to lube the poles up with a bunch of cheese lubricant?
That's smart, man. Seriously, you ever tried to climb up a grease pole? Can't do it.
Hey, how do you clean that up? There's got to be a guy the next day going, really?
Well, I'm guessing that this lubricant comes off, you know. If it's water-based, you know, it probably cleans off fairly easy.
Depends.
You know, if you were to put like,
petroleum jelly?
Yeah. Astroglide. Yeah. That's dangerous, right? That's never coming off. All right.
So it's that much of a problem, huh?
Yeah.
People just love climbing poles. If we win the Super Bowl, I'm going to go climb that pole.
That's the first thought I have when I celebrate anything.
That light pole.
Anything. See it? I'm going to shimmy up that like a spider monkey. Watch me.
What is that?
But no, I'm just going to keep people off there. Keep people off them poles.
Bunch of squirrels.
Get out of here, squirrels! Get away from my bird feeder! Anyway, there you go. That is your stupid quickies for a Friday. We'll end on Cheese Whiz-infused lube. Add that to cart. Anyway, we're going to take a break. Your comedian for today is Justin McKinney. We'll be back.